give us some direction on our summer home improvements. We've got George Oliphant from George to the Rescue. He, of course, is the nation's most popular home improvement show, the Daytime Emmy Lifestyle Series winner, George to the Rescue. He's been on here a couple of times, giving us some great advice. George, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, good morning. I was just laughing as you guys were talking. Of course, you're always lost on your phone these days, right? It's like, come on.
Right.
But hopefully I can give you some stuff where you don't need your phone, where you can get away from your phone and just be outside in your yard. And you know, it's almost that time, or at least according to the calendar it is, depending on where you are in Cleveland. I don't know. I hope it's almost spring for you.
Right.
Time to start, you know, planting and mowing and whatnot.
Right. We have that little mud season that takes place right about now. Yeah, that's the other thing, though. I mean, you can get outside. I would probably think the first thing I would do right now is kind of get rid of all that winter debris that's been around and just sort of, you know, get things cleared away, any leftover leaves perhaps. But give us some good starting points for getting ready for the spring outdoors.
Well, you're right on. Yeah, the first thing you want to do, obviously, is get out there, start cleaning up, rake up all that debris, everything that fell over the winter or whatever has just been sitting there. And then it's time to get to working on the yard itself. And I got some great new mowers. Toro has come up with some awesome new mowers. Obviously, you guys are Guardians fans. You guys have been to the game. You've seen the outfield. Well, the Toro, the new 60-volt stripe mower from Toro, it is a 21-inch self-propelled battery mower that cuts professional-grade stripes in your lawn. That's right. So you get that ballpark stripe right in your own backyard. So, hey, wiffle ball fields are going to be rivaling that of Major League stadiums these days if people get these this new mower. And what's great about it is it's got the 60-volt flex force battery. These days with everything going electric, it's nice to be all in the same family under the same umbrella so that you can use your battery on a number of different tools, whether it's on your mower or it interchanges with your 75 different outdoor power tools from the flex force lineup, including like string trimmers and leaf blowers, trimmers, you name it. So I'm a big fan of that. Now, if you have yourself a big yard, Toro has got their 60-inch Titan zero-turn mower with MyRide suspension. I mean, it's basically like a lazy boy sitting on a mower. It's big, it's bad, and it's a comfortable and a great mowing experience. And then, of course, with the mowing, you want to couple that with a nice trimmer, the Toro 60-volt Max String Trimmer. It's perfect because it's going to tidy up everything that your lawnmower doesn't get to. So it's perfect for trimming that grass along your driveway, your walkways, edge your garden, your patio. So at the end of the day, your curb appeal is just popping.
And you haven't made a lot of noise or created more emissions that sometimes you get with the gas, right?
100%. Actually, they are much quieter, the battery powered. And in my town, I live in New Jersey, they just actually banned gas mowers. They want everyone using the battery powered because, you know, if you're blowing your yard and the next door neighbor is trying to do something, maybe have a kid's birthday party, they don't want to hear you making all that noise. So, the battery powered tools are much quieter than the gas powered tools.
George, I'm old enough to know that I grew up using a push mower that just was my power. And I'll tell you, I don't know whether the grass has gotten tougher, but there was a point where I thought, I can't do this anymore. But this other new ways with the battery have allowed to give you some good, easy power. Any other tips you want to get us, helping us with spring cleaning perhaps, or anything else?
Definitely. I mean, it's funny hearing you say that because I worked for a landscaper for a long time. I felt that the mowing, it wasn't self-propelled. That was part of my workout. The other part, of course, is planting. Colorful plants are the way to spruce up your yard in the spring, and I have some really cool plants here. I have the Lautanias, some petunias, some ivory geraniums, and they're all from Ferry Morse Plantling Selection. What's great about Ferry Morse Plantling is you actually get your plants, either you get live baby plants straight to your front door, you pull them out of the box, and you pot them up or you plant them when they arrive, and they have over 100 different flowers, vegetables, herb varieties to choose from, including tomatoes, peppers, cilantro, strawberries, you name it, flowers, accent plants, everything. And what's nice about this is actually it's already like the seed, but it's not just the seed, it's actually already started to sprout. So you know, I know one of the things for me, when I plant something, I'm like, well, let's see what happens, you know, like, is this actually going to grow? They've already kind of taken out the beginning process for you so that you know when it's in the ground, it's already going to come out. And you have starter kits for over 40 different garden starter kits, whether you're looking to have, like, make salsa or Italian cuisine or kitchen herbs or even mixology, they got you covered. So big fan of the Ferry Morse Plantling Collection.
Well, they probably give you good advice. No matter whether you have a ground or you want to put them in pots, they'll give you good instructions on how to do that, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. They give you all the everything you need to know. You just got to have the dirt and the place to put it, whether it's a pot or in your garden or wherever.
All right. You told us to put away our phones at the start of this conversation, but you want to bring tech back into the conversation here at the end for our smart home, right?
I know. Seriously. Well, come on, George. Yeah. Well, it's also, you know, you got to think inside and outside. And obviously, everyone wants to shrink their carbon footprint as much as possible. And water heaters are the second highest energy user in your home. The EPA is encouraging people to use Energy Star certified appliances, including heat pumps and water heaters. And so when you switch to an Energy Star certified water heater with a heat pump technology, homeowners can save over $300 a year. So that's nice. A little money back in your pocket, plus you're helping the environment and you're getting hot water. Checks all the boxes. The brand new inverter heat pump water heater from LG Electronics packages innovative inverter heat pump motor technology into a sleek Energy Star certified solution. The product saves energy while bringing state-of-the-art innovation to homeowners looking for eco-conscious energy solutions. So it's also very quiet. It comes complete with the ThinQ technology and back-to-the-phone Wi-Fi hub capability. So it lets you easily control and monitor the unit, and it lets you check and adjust water temperatures and set operating schedules and more. So, from the outside, we got our lawnmowers, we got our plants. On the inside, you know, everyone likes a nice warm shower after they've gotten nice and dirty in the yard. Look no further than an Energy Star LG Electronics inverter heat pump water heater.
Where can we find out some of the information of all these different tools and topics we've talked about this morning, George?
So if you're looking for the mowers or the trimmers, go to Toro.com/George. If you're looking into the planting thing, that suits your fancy, check out ferrymorse.com/plantlings with an S. And then if you're trying to upgrade your water heater, go to lghvac.com.
And, of course, we can find you on George to the Rescue, working busy, helping folks out, getting their homes back in shape. Hey, George, I did some home improvement yesterday. I changed my furnace.
Yeah?
I changed my furnace filter yesterday. So I'm ready to go for another 3 months on that one. So I'm...
And you know what? You're right on clockwork. I always tell people, you know, when you change the season, change your filter. Well, it was 4 days ago, we became spring.
Well,
I'm glad to hear that you're set.
Right. I pay attention to what's going on, George. I appreciate your advice this morning and all the good tips you've given us on some great products that are out there. George, appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate you guys.
Have a good day. George Oliphant joining us from George to the Rescue with some good advice getting things ready to go for spring.